Problem Talk with Teens.
Broadcasting the future.
And changing the world. According to the Adoption and Foster Care Analysis and Reporting System data from 2014, 415,129 adolescents all over the country were in the foster care system at that time. In Pennsylvania, according to AdoptPAKids.org, there are 15,000 children in foster care.
Judges, lawyers, caseworkers, and families themselves face many challenges in the legal process here in Pittsburgh. The rules and regulations that CYF has and the amount of time they have may be the biggest factor of why cases don't get closed or why some children are left in the dark.
We spoke to Scott Hollander, the executive director of Kids Voice, a child advocacy organization. He gave us information on how he is involved with CYF and why cases take so long.
The reality is that there are different tensions and different interests in the court case. We have the question of the child's safety. We have the due process rights of the parents to make sure that they are given every opportunity to make sure that their children are not removed from them inappropriately. You know, a lot of people think of termination of parental rights cases or cases where children go into foster care because of neglect or abuse. It's sort of the equivalent of a criminal death penalty case. It's death penalty of your parental rights potentially could be at stake. Sometimes we want to keep the case open for a longer time as well, because even though things have been resolved, we want the child to be able to continue to stay with their relatives in a foster home where there's support and services and maybe some financial help for their care.
Mr. Hollander stated that, although CYF closes the dependency case, organizations like Kids Voice continue to offer assistance to the families, providing housing, credit help, and employment. They even expunge delinquency records for the child, so they have no barriers in the future.
And Kids Voice, even after the court case closes, now we stay with our clients and help them with any legal issue that comes up, even if their dependency case is closed.
By listening to different perspectives, we learned that there are positive things that CYF is doing and can understand everything that is involved in the process. Even if things go bad in the legal process, organizations like Kids Voice continue to help the family and continue to support youth in the foster care system.
This has been Leah
and Alex.
Problem Talk with Teens was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
by students participating in Holy Family Academy's radio broadcast journalism program.
All statements and opinions are those of the speakers
and do not necessarily represent those of Holy Family Academy.